The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Ottawa is starting to airlift Canadians out of Haiti. People with valid Canadian passports will be able to catch a helicopter ride to the Dominican Republic. Global Affairs says it's looking at options for others. Rafa Bujikanian has more.
We are prioritizing the most vulnerable Canadians.
Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Ottawa does have a plan as chaos continues to unfold in Haiti, with gangs that have carved up so much of the Caribbean country's territory.
The security situation has deteriorated in recent weeks, and those who wish to leave are unable to do so because of the security situation at the airport in Port-au-Prince.
But Ottawa's reach is limited for now. The immediate plan is to get Canadians to the Dominican Republic. It is only accepting those with a valid Canadian passport. So the Canadian government is looking for alternative routes for those who are not in possession of that travel document. Joly says some 18 Canadians left Haiti on Monday. Global Affairs has heard from nearly 300 more, with fewer than 30 wishing to depart immediately. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Manitoba government has agreed to pay more than $500 million to children in care. The agreement, in principle, stems from a class action lawsuit filed over the province's administration of children's special allowances. Those were paid to family services between 2005 and 2019 and were meant to be used for care and education of vulnerable children. Instead, the province rolled the payments back into general revenue. The Manitoba Métis Federation calls the settlement historic. The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. 14 members voted in favor, while the United States abstained. Israel is criticizing that decision, calling it a retreat from the position held by the U.S. since the start of the war. Sally Patterson reports.
An end to fighting, at least for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. That's what United Nations Security Council members have demanded, along with the release of hostages still being held in Gaza and an increase in aid for Palestinian civilians.
The draft resolution has been adopted.
Unlike previous votes, the United States didn't veto the draft resolution, but its decision to abstain went down badly with Israel. In response, they cancelled a scheduled diplomatic trip to the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials had been looking forward to speaking to them about alternatives to a planned ground offensive in Rafah, which the U.S. doesn't support. Israel maintains Rafah is Hamas's last major stronghold in the Gaza Strip and says it will go ahead with or without Washington's support. Sally Patterson for CBC News at the United Nations in New York.
Boeing is headed for a senior management shakeup. CEO Dave Calhoun has announced he'll be stepping down at the end of the year. In addition, the head of Boeing's commercial aircraft division is retiring. Finally, the company's board chair says he won't be standing for re-election. All this turnover as Boeing is under increasing scrutiny over safety concerns. In January, a door plug on a Boeing-made Alaska Airlines plane blew out in mid-flight. Just prior to the pandemic, two Boeing 737 MAX jets crashed, killing more than 300 people. The U.S. and British governments have announced sanctions and indictments against hackers linked to the Chinese government. They are accused of a string of cyber attacks that targeted millions of people. Among those affected were the U.K.'s election watchdog and lawmakers and government officials in both countries. Here's Britain's Deputy Prime Minister, Oliver Dowden.
Any targeting of members of this House by foreign state actors is completely unacceptable. These actions demonstrate a clear and persistent pattern of behaviour that signals hostile intent from China.
Dowden says his government will summon China's ambassador to account for their actions. Beijing calls the accusations smears with no factual evidence. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.